Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. And now, here's the country doctor with a city education, Dr. Mike.
So herbalists and Chinese medicine practitioners have been using herbs and spices for reducing stress for many, 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 many years. And I know that they've had some great success, according to them and their patients, that the herbs and spices do work really well. Now, it does seem, finally, I think this is good news, that all that anecdotal evidence, that historical evidence, is becoming more and more supported with good, rigorous, you know, clinical research, which is always a positive to see that in the industry. So with me today to explore the research and the impressive implications is Dr. Kathy Gruver. She's author of The Alternative Medicine Cabinet and really, I think, about 9 or 10 other books. She's very busy. Dr. Gruver, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's just, you know, let's get right into this. First of all, why is this such a big issue? How devastating really is chronic stress to our bodies?
Oh, well, right now they're looking at stress being a contributing factor to between 60 and 80% of our doctor's visits. So that is a huge burden, not only on the individual, but also, you know, we talk about this healthcare crisis and how doctors only get a few minutes with us and people are waiting for months for appointments. If we can stop that reaction to the stress, I think we're going to definitely see a decrease in the incidence of some of these illnesses connected with it. Everything from digestive issues, skin issues, you know, stress exacerbates pain, it exacerbates autoimmune conditions, it's contributing to cancer. We're seeing such a huge connection between that stress and our bodies. And I think it's one thing that's really overlooked, and it's definitely something we need to start addressing more rigorously. I definitely believe that.
So if we're going to address it more, and I agree, I'm glad you said, I agree with everything you just said. So if we're going to address this more rigorously, where do we start? Are there any certain lifestyle tips that maybe we can begin with that you can give to the listening audience that might help to reduce stress, even just from when they wake up to when they go to bed? Is there anything that you like to teach people to do?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a couple things I do, and I do a lot of speaking about stress. In fact, I'm ready to do a lecture tonight on stress in my community.
This would be a good warm-up, right?
Yeah, this is perfect. Yeah, I can go through my whole thing. No. So there's a lot of things we can do. But what we have to remember, and I think you'd agree with this as well, stress isn't really the problem. And stress is not the problem because we can't control the stress. We can't control anything that's happening external of us. What we can control is our reaction to that stress. So if
Very
we can
point.
Find... Yep, if we can find simple ways to do that, and some of the ways I like, excuse me, are visualization, affirmations, and mini meditations. And the affirmations, to me, are one of the simplest things we can do. And a lot of researchers have looked at that we have maybe about 60,000 thoughts a day. That's enormous. And they estimate that of those 60,000, 50,000 are negative.
Right, yeah.
That's a lot of negative thoughts, and to me, those negative thoughts are going to have negative results. And because our brain doesn't understand the difference between what we're thinking about and what is actually happening around us, it's still going to have that stress response to all those thoughts we're having.
Right.
So if we can change those thoughts, so much easier to change.
Right, you know, someone once told me, a very, very good friend of mine, very, very smart person who I really respect, said that we possess what we confess and we confess what we possess.
Oh.
So that's kind of the same thing, isn't it, here? So do you have your favorite affirmation when you start feeling a little overwhelmed? Yep. Is there something you like to stand up and declare?
I do, and this comes with people feeling like they're going to get sick because I see a big paranoia with that. So I'll hear people say things like, I'm not getting sick, I'm not getting sick, or I know I'm getting sick, or I'm not sick yet, or don't get near me, you'll get me sick. This is a constant mantra I hear amongst people. And what I like to encourage them to say instead is, I am healthy and well, my immune system is strong and resilient. And what that does is that stops that negative repetitive thinking that puts our body into a state of paranoia about getting sick, but it also
actually brings up more stress, right?
It brings up more stress, and then the stress depletes the immune system, and it's this vicious cycle.
Right.
And doing those affirmations can actually boost our immune system. We have the ability to change our physiology with our words. We're incredibly powerful, and I think we need to take that power back and make those changes for better health.
So affirmations are good, and I agree with that. So let's do this now, because I know there's a whole bunch that you could talk about. But let's lay out what are some of your favorite, and we're going to assume, you know, our listeners know about the importance of healthy eating, sleep, exercise. Let's assume that for a moment because we have limited time. Right. Let's start with the herbs and spices, Dr. Gruber. What are some of the, your two or three favorite herbs that work really well for people?
I love using lavender. Lavender is one of the most relaxing herbs, and it also really helps sleep. So oftentimes we know when we're stressed, we're not sleeping, and then that even exacerbates the stress further. So whether it's putting lavender oil in a bath or putting some sort of aromatherapy device in your office or having a lavender sachet under your pillow, there are so many wonderful ways to use lavender. It is soothing to the system. It's calming. It's great for kids. So if you have a baby or a child that's starting to show signs of stress or agitation or anxiety, lavender is fabulous for that. Definitely, definitely one of my favorites.
So that's a top one for you. Give us another one, because I really like, I think this is going to be nice. The listeners really need to hear this. Let's go through another one.
Yeah, another one that has actually been studied a lot, and I did a course recently at the National Institute of Health, and they had a section on herbs, and St. John's wort is one of the ones that's getting a lot of press. St. John's wort has been used for centuries, and it is good for it's good antidepressant, but also it works well with stress. And some people like to mix it with valerian root, and that really helps with insomnia also. So it removes the stress hormone norepinephrine, and it helps the pituitary gland produce beneficial hormones. So that's one of the things they're seeing with St. John's wort. And I know it's been pitted a lot against prescription antidepressants, and some studies show it works, some studies show it doesn't. You know, to me, I know studies are so important, and we do need those to make sure we're getting safe and healthy things to put in our bodies. But also, you know, there is something to be said for anecdotal evidence, and things that work for me might not work for you, and vice versa. The only thing I do want to warn about St. John's wort is it can counteract the effect of the birth control pill.
So that's a good one to bring.
Yeah, how your stress and depression goes down until the pregnancy test comes back, and then you have a whole other set of problems.
And then you're right back to where you started.
Exactly. So you want to be aware of that. So if you're going to take St. John's wort, and with any herb, you have to remember this is a chemical. This people assume because it's natural, it's totally safe. And I really stress to people that, you know, you have to either talk to an herbalist, make sure your health food store knows what they're talking about, go to a practitioner who knows what they're doing, because you can't have interactions with prescriptions you're taking or other herbs. You can overdose on anything. So be safe if you're going to investigate this stuff.
What about kava kava? Do you use that ever? Do you find that that works for people?
I have not used it personally, but it's funny because I wrote my third book on stress, and I have an herbal session in there, and I did some research on kava kava, and it was talking about being a muscle relaxer and analgesic, and that it's, again, good for depression and anxiety, especially for menopause is some of the research that I found. So I've heard really great things about it. I've never used it personally.
I had a friend that was trying to quit smoking, and of course that can be very stressful.
Yeah.
And she used kava kava to kind of help, ease it up a little bit, that stress, when she really wanted that cigarette, and it worked really well for her. So you have lavender, St. John wort, valerian. There's kava kava. What's that book you just wrote? Can you say that again?
Sure. It's called Conquer Your Stress with Mind-Body Techniques, and it's just a collection of various things, various modalities and techniques that people can do on their own or with a qualified practitioner to make sure they're not having that stress response. So I'm really, it just came out. I'm really excited about it.
And where can people purchase that book?
They can get that on my website, which is thealternativemedicinecabinet.com. Of course, it's also on Amazon. But if you get it from my website, I get to sign it for you, which is so much fun.
Oh, nice. Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's very nice. So this is a really important issue, isn't it? I mean, chronic stress has many different devastating consequences. And so that's the medicine cabinet. Say that one more time, the website.
Sure. It's thealternativemedicinecabinet.com.
Yeah, I was on there. Great information. The books are there. Dr. Gruber, I want to thank you for coming on Healthy Talk and talking about this very serious issue that has some nice, safe, natural solutions. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.